And now, my boy, after my tale about this Lintrohemson, and thanks to which you have received a concrete picture of the consequences for later generations of the activities of a typical representative of eternal Hazonimus individuals, it will be opportune to explain a little more in detail, as I promised you, the significance of the word Hazonimus. In its widest sense, the word Hazonimus designates any three-brain being, whether he has already coated his highest being parts or consists of his planetary body alone, in whose common presence, under the influence of certain individual impulses, a certain something arises which participates in the completed formation of his independent individuality. This something arises in these cosmic individuals and during the process of the transformation of substances, blends with the crystallizations resulting from the action of the entire spectrum of what are called Nalu-Asnean impulses. In accordance with the chief cosmic law, the sacred Heptaparaparshanak, this Nalu-Asnean spectrum of impulses, in its original essence, consists of seven heterogeneous aspects from the point of view of the product of perceptions and of resulting manifestations. And if these different aspects of the entire spectrum of Nalu-Asnean impulses were described according to the notions of your favorites and expressed in their language, they might be defined as follows. 1. Every kind of depravity, conscious as well as unconscious. The feeling of self-satisfaction from leading others astray. 3. The irresistible urge to destroy the existence of other breathing creatures. 4. The inclination to free oneself from the necessity of making the being efforts required by nature. 5. The tendency to make use of every kind of artifice to conceal from others what they consider as their physical defects. 6. The serene enjoyment in the use of what is not personally deserved. And 7. The striving not to be what one is. This something, which together with these Nalu-Asnean impulses arises in the presence of specific individuals, is not only the cause of painfully retributive consequences for these individuals themselves, but also has the particularity that whenever one of these imperious tendencies ceases to act in their presence, the radiation proper to one or another aspect of the manifestations of this something has a greater effect on surrounding beings and becomes a factor for engendering the same in them. In the common presence of every three-brain being, there can arise, during the process of his planetary existence, any one of four kinds of independent Hazonimus individual. The first kind of Hazonimus individual is a three-brain being who, while acquiring this something in his common presence, still consists only of his planetary body, and who, during the process of the sacred Roscoarno, is subject to the consequences of the properties of this something in him, and is thus destroyed forever, such as he is. The second kind of Hazonimus is a three-brained being in whose common presence the Kesjan body has already been coated with the participation of that same something, and as is proper to such a cosmic arising, having acquired the property of tuor in neuro, that is, non-decomposition, in any sphere of that planet on which he arose, has to exist, such as he is, undergoing certain transformations, until this something has been eliminated from him. A hasnamos individual of the third kind is a three-brained being in whose common presence the highest being body, or soul, has been coated, again with the participation of this something, and this highest being body also acquires the property of Turian Neuro, but this time, corresponding to this highest coating, that is to say, it is not subject to decomposition, either in the spheres of that planet on which he arose, or in any other spheres of the great universe. The fourth kind of hasnamos individual is like the third, but with this difference, that the hasnamos of the third kind has the possibility of at some time becoming, so to say, cleansed from this something, whereas the fourth kind, this possibility is lost forever. That is why the fourth kind of hasnamos is called an eternal hasnamos individual. For these four kinds of hasnamos individuals who have this something in their presence, the retributive consequences I have mentioned do not entail the same suffering, but correspond to the nature of each, as well as to the objective responsibilities flowing from the original foresight and hope of our common Father for these cosmic actualizations. For the hasnamos of the first kind who acquires this something, while consisting only of a planetary body, the decomposition of his planetary body does not proceed according to the general rule, that is to say, all the various sensed impulses in his organism do not stop functioning simultaneously at the approach of the sacred Roscoano, that is, death. But the process of the sacred Roscoano already begins in him during his planetary existence and proceeds in stages, that is, one by one, his separate spiritualized localizations gradually cease to function in his common presence. Or, as your favorites would say, in such a being, first one of his brains, with all its functions, dies. Later on, the second one dies, and only then does the final death of the being occur. In addition to this, after the final death, the disintegration of all the active elements of which the planetary body was formed proceeds much more slowly than usual, and is subject to the inextinguishable action, lessening only in proportion to the volatilization of the active elements of the Naluwasnian impulses sensed during his life. For the second kind of hasnamos individual, in whose common presence the Kesjan body has already been coated, the retributive consequences are that on the one hand, such an indeed unfortunate arising, freed from the planetary body of a three-brained being, and not having the possibility of perfecting himself independently without a planetary coating, does not succeed in eliminating from his presence this maleficent something, which is not necessarily acquired by his own fault, and which always, and in everything in the universe, is an obstacle to the correct flowing of the common cosmic trogo-auto-egocratic process, and, on the other hand, owing to the property of Tura-Nuranino, that is, not being subject to decomposition in any sphere of that solar system in which he arose, he must inevitably be coated in a new planetary body, usually with the exterior form of a being of a one- or two-brain system. And in view of the generally brief existence of such beings, and of his not having time to adapt himself to any one exterior form, he must constantly begin all over again in the form of another being of that planet, with all the uncertainty as to the result of this coating. And as for the hazardous individual of the third Karn, namely a three-brained being in whom the highest being body has been coated, but with this something participating, to the extent that he has not lost forever the possibility of freeing himself from it, his fate is still more terrible. For as a higher cosmic arising, predetermined by the foresight of the first principle of everything existing, to serve as a help in the administration of the enlarging world, who from the moment of his completed formation, even before being perfected in reason, was held responsible for every subjective manifestation, voluntary or involuntary, he has the possibility of eliminating this something from his presence, but solely through the action of the results of intentionally actualized Paktog duty, that is to say, of conscious labors and intentional suffering. Such a higher being body must therefore suffer unremittingly according to the degree of cognizance of his own individuality, until this something is entirely eradicated from his presence. As a place for the suffering existence of the high orders of Hazardous individuals, the higher sacred individuals have intentionally allotted from all the large cosmic concentrations four small planets, disharmonized in their subjective functioning and situated in various most remote corners of our great universe. One of these four disharmonized planets, called Expiation, is specially prepared for the eternal Hazardous individuals, and the other three for the higher being bodies of Hazardouses, who still have in their presence the possibility of ridding themselves at some time or other of this maleficent something. These three small planets exist under the names of Remorse of Conscience, Repentance, and Self-Reproach. Here it's interesting to note that from all the highest being bodies that have been coated and perfected in every kind of exterior form of three-brain being of the whole universe, only 313 have, so far, reached the planet Expiation, two of whom had their arising on your planet, and one of these is the highest being body of precisely this Lentro-Hamsonin. On that planet Expiation, the eternal Hazardous individuals must constantly endure these incredible torments called Incuranodel, which are like the suffering of Remorse of Conscience, only much more intense. The greatest anguish of this state of the highest being bodies is that they must always endure these terrible sufferings, fully conscious that there is no hope of their ever coming to an end.